This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
I want to thank everybody for coming back for another great show here at Your Valuable Home. Tell you, we've got a lot of great information. I know the college is going to be great, Ron, because I know we've got some great information that we're going to talk about for our listeners that's going to be helpful for everybody. But what I wanted to talk about was the replay. Now, the homeowners were a little shy. They didn't want to come on to talk about their job. But I tell you, Ron, it was a very exciting job that we took on. What it was a referral from a job I did across the street 15 years ago, which we won a national award on, which Dave got to go to Mayan Riviera Cancun on this award. But the job, I tell you, when people get an idea and sense of what they're looking to do, sometimes it's not the best idea. So having a good contractor to talk with them and say, hey, listen, this is what it might look like. Why don't we discuss some other options and see what you think? Don't always just say, hey, just because I see it on one house doesn't mean it's going to look that great on my house, because it's two different homes. You know, one's an old style, one's a new style.
Architectural style is a factor, right?
It is. Yeah, it definitely is. Plus, I tell you, sometimes siding guys reach for something so different that it looks awful. And when I'm looking at the job, they had pointed out to me there was three different kinds of browns and tans. Everything was bordered in white outline, and it was a tan roof, and it really didn't go well. And as I'm talking to him a little bit, and they're like, yeah, you're right. We're noticing it a little bit more because that's what we're looking at. I said, what I'd like to do is make sure the whole house, the entire house, looks elegant. And I remember they did a write-up on me in 2005 in National News Brief, and one of the sidings that we did launch in Alcoa Mastic product was the Cedar Discovery, something that was never done before. And they asked me, why didn't you put white corner posts on your house? Well, it was a very large house at the time, so all you would see is these white stripes. And I said, listen, I just paid a lot of money for this cedar. I don't want people driving up the house and saying, hey, look at those white corner posts that cost $15 a piece when I just spent $15,000 on siding. That's why I want to make sure that when you drive up, it looks, the continuity looks great from start to finish, which means bottom to top. It looks elegant. That's the way I like my jobs to present itself when we're done. So I got to their house after they called me up, and we were chatting about it, and they didn't live too far from my house. So my patented color, which is the color that I put on my house in the last 15 jobs that we had for our replays, was
avocado.
That timberline color,
right?
That dark guy. Yep, that's it, the avocado. So I said, well, listen, if you like that color, let me present to you something different, because they wanted to do something similar to what we did across the street, a cedar discovery that we put on. But I said, listen, this is a new way of doing things. What we're using is the Cedar Max Provia, and what that is an insulated panel. Not that you're getting more insulation out of it. That panel is designed to get larger lengths. So when people see the lines on their house, there's a lot of lines. This just minimizes the lines that are up there. So we just use this panel to give us that effect that it looks like more of a concrete or fiber cement board siding on your house, but we're using vinyl. So after the discussion, we chatted, and I said, listen, let me go back to the shop. I have a couple of the siding colors and these panel. let me bring it out to you. Let me see what you think. I tell you, Ron, when I put it up to the house, it was sold instantly. They wanted to go with it because nobody in their development has it. They're all whites, beiges, and tans. And we're about three quarters of the way done right now. We started that job right after my job. And the whole development has been stopping by and saying, I've never seen a color like that. It looks phenomenal. I'm really glad that somebody had the guts to do such a darker color because it's dark. It's really dark when you look at it. But the stonework, the roofing that were existing match perfectly to the siding. It really accents it very nicely. So I'm glad we did this color.
Yeah, you know, as you drive around today, if you're just house aware, there's a lot more being done with darker sidings. There's a dark blue. I see the avocado color around a lot, and they're generally darker. If it's like a tan, it goes darker into brown, and they look really striking. And especially if the color works with the black frame windows too. There are a couple of houses I know of in near Doylestown. That have that look. It's a very, very rich look, you know?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, their windows were existing. We kept the existing windows. We just capped around them. But what we did was they really wanted shutters. And I tried fighting her out of getting the shutters because I said, listen, she said to me, well, what shutter colors have you been doing? I said, none. I really haven't done a shutter in 6 years. She's like, you serious? I'm like, no, I'm not. What I did is before we even started the job, I said, listen, come to my house. It's a stock product. We do this craftsman style around the window. Tell me what you think. And if you want to do it, we can do it. But shutters are stocks. So we can do either one. And they really wanted to pop a little bit more of that black. That since I have a black window, they're not replacing the windows. So we ended up putting black panel shutters up. And it does. It really does look great. The house just looks stunning and timeless. That's the whole key words. These homes, for our listeners, don't be shy on doing something bold like this. It is a timeless look. Siding companies aren't putting all this money out in R&D to just put a color up just to throw it out there. They do put some time and effort into it to make it look good. They're not going to put a color out. Now, granted, I did a color bubblegum pink about 15 years ago up in Holland that I'm still getting remarks for doing something like that. Because when you're doing siding, I always tell people you're not doing siding for you because you don't see it when you're in your house. But all your neighbors, when they're in their house looking out the window, they see your siding. And we did a bubblegum pink siding. And actually, I remember we flew those people at the plant in El Dorado. We made bubblegum stone that we put on their house. So it does. It looks like Pepto-Bismol. But the sidings today that they do have that are stock really look very elegant and timeless. So I'm glad they did it.
Let me ask you this. Is there like a warranty on how long that color will stand up to sunlight? Or there's darker colors?
There is. Yeah. Yeah, they do have most of them have a warranty where they have it to the no fade to the human eye. Everything is going to fade. There's nothing out there that's not going to. And one of the reasons why I've been doing Provia, because their warranty is phenomenal. If there's any problems, any issues that happen just naturally with that siding, Provia backs their warranty up with their windows, their doors, their siding. It's unbelievable the warranty they have. So that's why when I do warranties with them, people are like, that's the warranty? I said, absolutely. Dealing with a better company, you're going to get a better warranty. And that's why I don't want to deal with the cheaper end products because there's more issues of failing. And when products fail, then you got to get in the middle of it. And it's a nightmare for homeowners. I'm not saying anything can't happen, but when you work with a better product, you're going to get a lot more life out of that product. And I always tell people, listen, are you doing your siding a 5 years, 10 years, or you're going to wait till 50 years? So when you pick a siding color, make sure you're getting a better end product because even though that money you spend, amortize that over to 50 years or 30 years that you're putting on as opposed to a 10 to 5 year with a very inexpensive product because in 5 years, the inexpensive product, you're going to know it looks old. It's going to fade quicker. It just doesn't look that great. The newer products, even that I did 30 years ago when I was using Barkwood, we put a lot of that up and it still looks great driving by because we've done jobs over 30 years now with siding. And by putting that better product on, you're getting the value out of it by putting that more money up front because it looks great 20, 30 years from now. And that's one of the reasons why we really push the high-end products.
Good rule of thumb to follow just about with everything, with the car you buy, with everything. If you buy quality, quality lasts.
It does. Yeah. I'm very happy with it. The homeowners are very happy with it. That's the most important thing. So we made a couple changes in the process, which I said, listen, I told the homeowner, it's your home. Do what you want. This is what we're here for. That's why you hired us to give you that availability to understand that this is how we work. So we made some changes, and as we were talking about it, she said, this looks good. And it really didn't. It was very small changes, so it wasn't anything that was going to cost me anything. But these changes that working with us make it a lot better, but it's still the high-end product. And now we know that she's done. I said, look, you're done for about 30 to 50 years. So by having these high-end, elegant products, and for the next 10, 15 years that she said she's going to be living there, when she drives up to the house, she's going to be extremely happy. And that's what I tell homeowners from the beginning. Don't look at the price. Look at the value when you're doing anything, roof, siding, windows, kitchens, bathrooms. Do that.
Okay. Yeah. Good advice. Good advice, Kev. So I think we got to go to a break, don't we?
Yeah, it's coming up for the horror story, which we're going to talk about. This is actually a replay horror story that I'm going to call it, because with the mechanical that we're going to talk about, it was one of the best mechanical horror stories I've ever seen in my life. And every day, I know when we did it the last time, people did not believe that it was true when we talked about it on the show. But again, I'm going to put it on my Instagram and Facebook, especially with the replay. You're going to see the house. I've been posting more and more for Your Valuable Home so people can understand as they're listening to the show. They can watch it and see what's going on to really get a concept of what we're talking about. But we do have a great horror story coming up, so stay tuned.
All right. And we got a great college coming up, too, with the latest advances in HVAC.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Attention homeowners, with the Grant reopening in Southampton, all four Tom Adams Windows and Carpet locations are reopened for business. Right now, save 50% off in-stock windows, doors, bows, and bay windows. Carpet remnants take 50% off the lowest price. Skids of hardwood and waterproof flooring starting at $1.99 per square foot. Schedule an in-home, no-contact, free estimate on windows, doors, siding, and all types of flooring during their summer savings. And ask about no-interest, no-deposit, 12-month financing. TomAdamsWC.com. TomAdamsWC.com.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
I want to thank a listener for coming back for the horror story. I know, Ron, we talked about it before. It's one that it was already aired, but I wanted to talk about it again because we have Rich coming on to talk about mechanicals. But it was one of the greatest horror stories that we ever did. That was the most comments that I got back, because when we did the show, I never aired the pictures. Well, that I did, and I showed it to probably about 30 different mechanical guys, and they still thought it was something I actually, one of those computer-generated things that I did, because it really was a mess. And I said, you don't even know the half of it. And, you know, when we did the job, it was helping somebody out who got ripped off. We came in as my company, VSP, and we actually did everything. And when we started to do it, I said, well, listen, here's what we got to do. We got to rip everything apart, and here's the format. Now, for our listeners that have been constantly listening for 7 years, we are on time with what you hear. When the homeowners talk about, hey, Kevin, give us a schedule every day, you know my schedule, every day we will be there. And that's one of the reasons why we're the mechanical guy, Kenrich Mechanical. I've been using them since I knew them back in the 90s, early 90s, because when I need somebody to be there to minimize the time when we're doing jobs, they're there. And that's why I deal with the companies that I deal with, so we can get to a job, start it, and finish it quick. So when we got everything ripped out, we've got the electrical done, we've got the plumbing done, we just needed a mechanical because I had the inspector coming out to inspect everything. And I said, well, listen, I need him here this day because the drywall guys are coming to start loading and they got to put it up. Now, we gutted everything. So what they decided to do was split systems throughout the house. And by having split systems on, there's going to be multiple split systems because this is what the homeowner wanted. And by doing it this way, the split systems had to be run. They're units. They're smaller units, and there's mountain units in each bedroom and or hallway to try to feed these areas so it satisfies each of the rooms so it stays cool. So the piping, it's those refrigerator pipings that you see on any standard house. Usually it's black, but these are white. It's coil wires that run up, and there's tubing inside there. There's going to be a drain line that's going to be attached to it and a wire, and it runs the power, the coolant, everything it needs to do run through that. So when the drywall is down, what they do is they would start the unit, put it somewhere outside, and from there they would bring it inside the house because there's no drywall. So they would run it in between the joist bays, and they could feed it throughout the entire house where they needed to because we didn't have any drywall up. Well, when the homeowner called me, he said, they're not coming for another week. I'm like, whoa, we're going to be a little behind now. Well, it throws my whole job off. Everything gets messed up. And this is why I won't do it again without dealing with my guys, because it costs me money for my guys just to sit around. So he said, look, they're going to be here next week. And I remember it was one of the days, Ron, where we had to come to the studio and do the show. So I said, listen, prep the guys up. They do it. I'm not going to be there. It's your guys. You handle it. And the drywall guys will start the following day when I get my inspection. So we get there the next day. I didn't even see them because they were still there finishing up. I'm on the back of the house. And we're doing the siding where I ripped the walls out and changed some windows. Inspection went on. We're done. Everything's good. And I happen to look up and I see on the outside along the roof, coming about 30 feet along the roof, up the roof and into the side of the siding on the dormer, was that white piping. I'm thinking, why would that be there? It should be on the inside of the house because there's no drywall. And then I said to my foreman, Dave, I said, Dave, do you go around and see where this is coming from? And of course, he made some comments that I can't say on the air, but he said, you might want to get down here and take a look at it. Now, again, the drywall's down. I say many times when I'm telling the story, by the way, the drywall was down, and they get it. The drywall was down. I understand that. But any mechanical guy or even a homeowner is going to know that when the drywall's down, you can run the piping inside the walls, and then you're done. What this contractor did is he put the piping on the outside. And I'm going to post a video so people can see it, but it goes outside the walls. Oh, go ahead.
I'm looking at this video right now, and I'm saying to myself, is the homeowner still living with this way?
Yes, he is. And everybody I told to go, because the guy's a great guy, unbelievable guy, but he just got taken again because he listens to the show. But again, he must have hired somebody because they gave him a better deal. And this was why it was a better deal, because this is what they did. They ran it on the outside. And
I can't believe it happened. I really can't believe it happened. I mean, this is just like almost incomprehensible.
Well, when people see that, I like to get mechanical guys' input when they see this. But it actually goes up all the wires, all these white tubings go up the walls, around the walls, over the soffit, the overhang where people see the overhang from the siding, around the gutter, up the roof, around the roof. It's like spaghetti. It's white spaghetti all over the house. And I told everybody, listen, the guy's great. He's going to show my workmanship off because he's not living there right now. But we did not do the mechanical unit. I did not do it because I don't want people looking at that, because it's not even where, well, it's okay. Nobody would do it this way. Nobody. And the funny part was, when we got done the job, we're finishing up our end, the mechanical guy came back and he hands me a business card. Dave looked at it, crumbles it up, and throws it in the dumpster. He said, nah, we're never using somebody like you. And not that I was trying to badmouth him, but this shouldn't have been this way, but it wasn't my place to tell the homeowner that we've got a big issue here, because the homeowner hired him. I'm not going to step on people's toes if they want to do that.
No, let me ask you this. I mean, has the homeowner ever taken this issue up with the company?
No.
So he just accepted it?
He accepted it. Yeah, he got a great deal and he accepted it. But I know he wasn't too happy with it, because he said, hey, listen, I'd like to get my siding done. Yeah, maybe in a couple of years you can come back out. And I said, one of the things you're going to have to do is all this tubing that's screwed to the walls, and they mounted the units to the outside, that all has to come off. I can't side around that. There's just no way I can do that. So that's all going to have to come off anyway. You're going to pay thousands of dollars for somebody to come out and take all this piping out. And my foreman, he was talking to one of the guys the last day that we were there. And he said, why didn't you run it inside? He said, well, that's what they priced in. He said, the drywall was down. You would have saved yourself about 200 feet in tubing and probably about a half a day's time. So how much cheaper could it have been? That's why we did do the job the way we do it, because this is the way to do it. But that's what the homeowner had picked out. And you know, I felt bad for him because that homeowner is a great guy. And he just got taken again. But I mean, everything's operational and working. I think that's one of the big things, that it's still operational. But there's no heating and air conditioning guy on the face of the earth that would do something like this. Now, in Philadelphia, where they have the row homes, because we had to do one and we had Kenridge do it, that's the only way, because there's no way to get inside the house. And everybody has it. But it's a very clean section the way they did it. It looked perfect. Homeowners were happy on the job that we had to do this, but this one has it running everywhere around gutters and snaked it. It's not, you can see it's not straight on the video. Everybody's going to see that. But when you're doing a job, let's not do it wrong. Let's do it right, so our customers can be very satisfied. How's that?
Well,
if anybody has any questions,
the positive side of this is that when it snows, it won't be noticeable.
That's too good. Yeah, you can say, but it's got to go up high because it goes up the roof, Ron. So it has to stay on the roof. It has to go under the gutter. It has to go everywhere. Listen, contact us here in the show if you do have any questions. I can make it easy for you. I'll give you the right advice right from the beginning so these problems don't happen to you. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Yeah, stick with us. We've got Kenridge Mechanical coming on to talk about the latest advances in HVAC.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Attention homeowners, with the Grant reopening in Southampton, all four Tom Adams Windows and Carpet locations are reopened for business. Right now, save 50% off in-stock windows, doors, bows, and bay windows. Carpet remnants take 50% off the lowest price. Skids of hardwood and waterproof flooring starting at $1.99 per square foot. Schedule an in-home no-contact free estimate on windows, doors, siding, and all types of flooring during their summer savings. And ask about no interest, no deposit, 12-month financing. TomAdamsWC.com. TomAdamsWC.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
I want to thank our listeners for coming back to another great college we have. I tell you, Ron, just finishing that horror story that we had with a mechanical contractor who was probably one of the worst I've ever seen. You know, what's amazing is that these contractors still think they're good. So that's why this college, we get to educate people on how to pick the right contractor. You know, what I always think about when you're doing a job, and the reason why people call me is because we are honest, we're elite. And now we're going to talk to my mechanical contractor who has them same values and morality that they are top in the industry. So, Ron, what do we got?
Well, we got an interesting and topical college today. We're talking about HVAC systems available today and the advances that have been made in the technology just in recent years. So we're talking with Rich Orlando, one of the two founders of Kenridge Mechanical, one of the top HVAC suppliers in this region. Rich, you've been on a show before. Welcome back. How are you?
We're doing well. Doing well on this Thursday morning today.
Okay. Had a little bad weather this week, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had no power, but we were able to manage through it. Our team, we had a loss of power, and our girls worked from home, and were able to field calls from home and everybody conditioned that had power.
Yeah, it's been tough. We had to deal with a lot lately. But let's get right into it here. Let's start off with some of the innovations that make for, a healthier home in this age of COVID, something we didn't ever had to think about before. Are you installing many systems these days with air scrubbers in them?
We are not at the present time, but we've seen a uptick in the you know, people inquiring about the air scrubbers and all kinds of ultraviolet lighting, also media filter filtration. So we've seen an uptick, and we're trying to educate people and let them make a good choice on what they're looking for on their HVAC system.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Can you just give us a brief, like a Cliff Notes version of how the scrubbers work?
Yeah. So as far as the air scrubbers, there's a couple different products on the market. The ones that we use, it's by Aerius, and that's A-E-R-U-S. The way an air scrubber works is slightly different than ultraviolet lighting and slightly different than electronic air cleaner. Basically, an air scrubber is put into the supply side of your duct system, and there's a chemical reaction that goes through the tube. It's called a preparatory light wave with a special catalytic process. So what that means is the molecules, the positive and negative neutrons, as they go through the system, it creates a reaction, and it puts this chemical reaction from them into the airstream and into the space of the living space, and it destroys up to 99% of contaminants and airborne contaminants, mold spores, all kinds of allergy information and stuff like that.
What about COVID virus?
Well, they don't make the claim yet, but they believe so. The news is a company for HVAC that we get our information from, and they haven't quite made that claim, but they are working on it so that people can feel more comfortable. They believe it will contain that and help out on those on that information. Let me just see if I can. I have a note here from them. This is from June 16th, 2020, from the news. This is, manufacturers are not making that claim yet. UVC, which is this air scrubber, has a proven track record of neutralizing a range of microorganisms. The real question is probably not whether this light can kill the coronavirus as much as when the HVAC industry will get a more precise idea on exactly how. So, we feel like they're close. And in my opinion, this is the best product for cleaning the air in an HVAC system.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I would err on the side of caution. I mean, there's only been one study that I know of. It was done in Wuhan, China, in a restaurant where everybody was socially distanced in a restaurant. And most of the people that were there that day got sick. And they attributed it to the HVAC system. So I think, forced air systems. I think a lot of stuff comes through there, and if you got the money, how much do they cost?
Well, it depends on the HVAC contractor and the particular brand, and possibly there's different units, but the ones that we put in somewhere between $1,200 to $1,800.
$1,200 to $1,800. Boy, that's an investment well spent. Can you retrofit, or does it have to go into a new system? Can you retrofit?
Yes. Yep, you can put this in any forced air system. It's probably a 1 to 2 hour job, and so you could put it into your existing system. If for some reason, let's just use the scenario of, like, if you're really inquiring about that, and your system was maybe 10 years or beyond, and you're like, hey, I really don't know if I want to spend the money for something like this in case my system breaks, you would be able to install that. And then let's just say your system failed in a year or two, it could certainly be reused into the new system that you would get. So you would be money well spent.
Yep. Okay. All right, let's cover another way to do it. Electronic media cleaners. What do they do? How effective are they?
They are very similar. But now when we talked about the air scrubber being on the supply side of your duct system, the electronic air cleaners are put on the return side, so that's capturing all the air that would go through the heater or your air handler before it gets conditioned, whether it's doing heating or cooling. Now, your electronic air cleaner does require some maintenance to get the efficiency that it's calling for. So the big thing with them is you have to clean them once a month to keep your filters clean and to perform to the efficiencies that they're calling for. So that would be the only negative on the electronic air cleaner is the maintenance, which they recommend monthly on the charcoal filters. And then it also goes through an electronic process as well.
Yeah, a lot of people would just forget that, right, the maintenance.
Well, most likely. That's how when we speak with a customer who's inquiring about anything on the air filtration. There's a regular media, which is not electronic. That's like most of the products out there are a 4-inch cabinet or the width of the filter. And the rating of your cleaning is called a MERV, M-E-R-V. And the higher the number, the more products that it can get out of the air. And, So if you just do a media filter without the electronic, those cartridges you do once a season. So once heating season, once cooling season. Electronic air cleaners you have to do monthly to maintain the efficiency that they're calling out.
That's interesting. Last year, I was on vacation at a timeshare, came down with pneumonia. I mean, just like that, boom. Felt fine one afternoon, next morning got up, couldn't breathe. And I kind of think it was tied to the HVAC system, because it's the second time I've got pneumonia in the same place. And I just called them because I'm going back down again. I said, did you put a new air conditioner in? They said, yeah, they put a new one in. It was in 2017. So I'm going to take some stuff with me just to be on the safe side. And like an air quality test. And if I got bad air quality, I'm going to let them know. And they're going to have to do something about it. So don't want to go down that road again, especially with COVID in the air, you know?
Yeah.
But I think both of these things, both of these technologies, if you're into maintenance, you consider one, and if you're not, you consider the scrubber, right?
Correct. In our opinion, you would either go maintenance-wise, you would do your media cartridge, which is simple, once a season, and the air scrubber, which there is no maintenance. The only thing with the air scrubber that we would recommend, there's a little light that tells you that it's working properly. So as far as maintenance goes, the question would be like, how do you know if it's working down the road? You know, we would recommend anybody with a heating and air conditioning system to have just general maintenance done by a professional once heating season, once cooling season. We offer simple maintenance agreements where, in case you forget, we send out direct mail to you, and asking you to call in for an appointment, and then that takes it out of your hands, and then we can review that when we're in the home.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would not mess around with something like that. If that technology sounds pretty advanced, so you don't want to mess it up. You want it working perfectly. So I would call you guys and get you out and have you take a look at it. So listen, we are coming up on a break, but after we come back from the break, what we want to do is talk about some of the new advances in HVAC technology. I'm sure a lot more efficient today than my unit's 18 years old, and I'm sure I could do a lot better than that in terms of saving utility costs and that kind of thing. So, Kev, what do we got?
Yeah, I tell you, Ron, you've been talking about getting that new system for the past 3 years now. We did the windows. We did the LED bulbs. You talked about how much money you saved. So why don't you get the system and be done with it, and you can get the air scrubbers. So, Rich, let's say I hang on here. We got a lot more to talk about, and you're listening to Your Valuable Home right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Attention homeowners, with the Grant reopening in Southampton, all four Tom Adams Windows and Carpet locations are reopened for business. Right now, save 50% off in-stock windows, doors, bows, and bay windows. Carpet remnants take 50% off the lowest price. Skids of hardwood and waterproof flooring starting at $1.99 per square foot. Schedule an in-home, no-contact, free estimate on windows, doors, siding, and all types of flooring during their summer savings. And ask about no-interest, no-deposit, 12-month financing. TomAdamsWC.com. TomAdamsWC.com.
Home improvement projects on hold? Understandable. But some things just can't wait, like failing windows. Chances are there's water intrusion, possibly mold. Make the most of your money by doing critical projects in phases. Take windows. In phase one, tackle the one or two sides of the house that get the most weather. Phase two can wait till the coronavirus subsides and you have more money. Planning an in-law suite? In phase one, select the contractor and architect and get a design plan. Then in phase two, determine if you need a new septic system and secure permits. Kevin Kennedy's VSP Home Remodeling can help you figure out which projects to tackle now in phases. With VSP, you deal directly with the owner. Kevin and his foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. They do most of the installation and other work. With VSP, you get a licensed company with workers' comp and liability that exceeds the requirement and 30 years of award-winning on-time, on-budget excellence. VSP Home Remodeling. Call 215-364-3286 about those home improvement projects that just can't wait. 215-364-3286.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
All right, I thank our listeners for coming back to the final segment here of the College of Your Valuable Home. We are speaking with Rich Orlando, one of the owners of Kenrich McCannell, talking about air scrubbers and a few other new technology ideas. And I know we got a lot more to talk about, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, last 5 years, Rich, what are some of the, you know, the Rocco Sacco advances that have come down the pike in HVAC?
Well, so last July, the government introduced a FER rating, which is a fan energy rating that they put into play. Most gas furnaces today, which were 92% efficient, now are coming with the fan energy rated motor, and that started in July of last year, which automatically is an upgrade on the efficiency of the electricity of the motor that's heating and cooling your home. Sure. For the most part, Carrier is usually on the cutting edge as far as innovation goes, and it's our opinion that the other products kind of follow in their footsteps and are usually a lag behind after Carrier does most of the innovation. They have something that's out there now. It's called Green Speed, which can go all the way up into the 20s of your SEER rating on the air conditioning side of things. On the gas furnace, they have a gas furnace that is 97% efficient and really makes it for a comfortable HVAC system. I would tell you that for the most part, if you don't know your HVAC system is running and you're comfortable, that's a great thing, right? So you don't even know it's on and it's doing its job.
Yeah, mine is, the house is 18 years old, and mine, you know, it sounds like an airplane starting up, ready to take off. It's a very loud, my air conditioner compressor is very, very loud. So I'm sure that thing is going to, you know, see the end of its days soon, isn't it?
Yeah, so we tell you the life expectancy is somewhere between 15 and 25 years. My home, I replaced mine at 22. Some people were, you know, shorter than that and maybe 15. But for the most part, they're quality products out there, and you really get a good life out of them. With yours in direct, you probably have a direct drive motor in it, and that's part of that equation of you hear it starting and stopping, and the same with the compressor outside. It's, noisy. And the products, the higher end products out there are quieter.
Yeah, it's like internal combustion engine in a car versus Tesla. Tesla, you put foot on the gas and you don't hear anything. You just take off, you know?
Yeah.
Probably the same kind, right. Same kind of feel. Okay. Explain the SEER rating with air conditioners, because it goes way up there today. Mine's probably down in the low teens, isn't it?
The SEER rating is called the Seasonal Energy Efficiency Ratio. And today's minimum, we do a lot of residential new construction. That is part of our business. And the minimum on the air conditioning side is 13 SEER. Prior to 13 SEER, the minimum was 10. And then before that, it was 8. with 13 being minimum, you can get up to, Carrier has a product that's up in the, like I said, into the 20s. Now you're going to pay, a good amount of money for that upgrade to get into that end. But, there's so many products that are out there. You try to simplify it so that you don't, throw too many things at your customer. And we typically will just, we'll break it down. I use the old Sears philosophy of good, better, best. And so when somebody inquires about an HVAC system, we'll go in with three different pricings to start, unless they have something that they're interested in particular. So we'll just go, we'll go a good system, a better system, and a best system, and let them see the prices and try to educate them to, make good selection on what they're looking to achieve.
I would imagine I always go with better, not good, but better. And I don't go to best. That's basically my philosophy. So how much difference is there between better and best? Not in terms of
better
cost.
And best. Well, yeah, right. Yeah. So the numbers do jump. If we're to base on a typical 2,500 square foot home, something on that size, single home. You know, a new install with the basic system or your good system might be between $8,000 and $10,000, and then to get into a better might be $12,000 to $15,000. Again, these are general numbers without looking at anything. And
sure.
And then when you would get into a best, somewhere, you know, maybe 15 to 20. It depends on what products, because and then what you're identifying as better and best, because there's okay. So many choices. Yeah, so that could ballpark.
Okay.
And overall, even your good system, in most cases, that's an upgrade to somebody that has a system that's 15 years old.
Yeah, it would definitely be an upgrade for me, right? A good system.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And then the other thing people use, I don't know if you're going to touch on that or not, is just the wireless thermostats, and there's a whole array of products out there for that as well.
Yeah, I guess you can hook up. There are about four or five manufacturers that make that stuff now. I guess you can hook it up to any one of these new systems, right?
Yep. Okay. There's like a product people might be familiar with, the Nest brand, Nestler thermostats, also EKG, and then you know, each company has their own product that they make, and we are a Carrier factory authorized dealer. So with Carrier, they have a Core thermostat that is Wi-Fi, and then they have an Infinity controller, which is their top of the line products. Everything available by phone, so you know what's going on. All of these thermostats are great when you have a beach home, where you could monitor things off your phone. You know what's going on at your house.
Oh, that's consistent with the whole house technology movement, isn't it? Controlling everything from your phone. Yeah. So you can basically do everything with your HVAC system with your phone today.
Correct. And even if let's just say you don't have a beach home, but if you're on vacation somewhere and you did upgrade your home, you could set it up or back, whatever you're choosing, depending on the season. And if you're out of town for a weekend, or you can monitor and save energy on your home, meanwhile keeping it in a relatively uniform temperature. If you're cooling your home and you don't want it all the way off and come home to a 95 degree home, you could just set it up to 80 degrees, let it operate at hold 80. And then that way, when you're done vacation, you could drop it down to 75 or whatever your set point where you're living when you're living in
right.
home is.
Talk about vacation. We're going to let you get back to yours because we got to go. But tell us how to get in touch with you, Rich.
Okay. Well, there's several ways, of course. 215-675-5040 is our phone. And our website is www.kenrich.net. And those two ways are the best. And usually we just recommend simple phone call.
Thank you for doing this. A lot of knowledge in this. Kev, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's do it. Rich, I appreciate the time you spent with us here today at Your Valuable Home, and our listeners for coming back to another great show with us. And stay tuned to next week. We've got a lot more great information for our listeners. Thanks again.
Yeah, we're working on some really cool colleges for you next couple weeks. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Today's program has been pre-recorded.